Classic Business. Law.
The Constitutional Court recently upheld a judgment passed by the Labour Court which states that an employer is under no obligation to provide an employee with the opportunity to offer representation before placing them under precautionary suspension. Advocate Tertius Wessels from Strategy Labour Solutions is on the line. Evening, Advocate. What does the judgment mean for both employees and employers?
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners. I think one of the most important things that it means for both employers and employees is that past practice where an employee was entitled to make representations prior to a final decision being made on whether or not to suspend the employee will no longer going forward be applicable. There are obviously still circumstances where certain employers have adapted their disciplinary codes and procedures over the years in order to make provision for the so-called opportunity to make representations. And until such time that those codes are properly amended and put in place and the amended versions are implemented within the workplace, there would still be an obligation to comply with those disciplinary codes despite the ruling made by the Constitutional Court.
Now, there's no obligation from a legislation perspective, but don't you think it's a common courtesy that an employer inform their employee about a pending suspension and why they are being suspended, and even perhaps let the employee explain why they feel they shouldn't be suspended?
I think it's definitely in the best interest of both parties to still allow for an opportunity, be it an informal consultation, to take place prior to an employee being told that they are being placed on precautionary suspension. An employer is still under an obligation by law to ensure that the suspension is affected in accordance with for a fair reason. That meaning that an employer must have valid reasons as to why they want to suspend the employee. And we need to understand that suspension is not a decision that should be taken lightly by any employer, because it may have an adverse effect on an employee and their job advancement going forward. So employers should always ensure that employees understand the reasons as to why they are going to be suspended. Best practice still dictates that one should at least address any issues or concerns that an employee might have with the employer's intention to suspend. But as we've now seen, there's not a formal obligation to have this consideration for representations by an employee.
So under what grounds can a precautionary suspension be regarded then as unfair labour practice?
So a precautionary suspension would normally be considered as an unfair labour practice in circumstances where an employer is unable to show that there are reasonable grounds to suspect that the employee was involved in various very serious acts of misconduct, or where the employer is unable to show that the employee's continuous presence in the workplace might potentially be detrimental to the ongoing investigation or the disciplinary hearing. So this would normally include that there are some reasons to suspect that the employee might tamper with evidence, intimidate witnesses, etc. And of course, in circumstances where the suspension is without full pay and benefits. It's a very important aspect that one needs to always remember, is that the employer's decision not to have the employee tender services pending the finalization of a disciplinary investigation or hearing, and therefore the employee is still entitled to receive their full salary and benefits. And in some cases, the suspension becomes unreasonably long, and in such instances, it may also be held as unfair.
Prejudicial, absolutely. Advocate Tertius Wessels from Strategy Labour Solutions with the recent Concord ruling on employer-employee relations. Let's cross now to Pusoletto, who's got the latest on the news desk.